This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the palatial confines of the truthaboutguns.com is Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief. Good afternoon, sir. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was really nice and low-key. And Phil, how was yours?
Very low-key, except I took my grandkids to this petting zoo. Never seen a petting zoo like that. They had a camel. They had a yak. Inexplicably, they had a porcupine that nobody could pet for reasons.
Yeah, you don't really want to pet one of those.
They had kangaroos, and they had a Brahma bull that is, really? you know those Mercedes. Have you ever seen a Brahma bull up close?
I've seen them, but not like within 6 feet.
Yeah. They're about the same size as one of those Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans with the high top on it.
Yes,
this thing is gigantic. So, low-key, yeah, I tried to keep it low-key, but inadvertently I made it high-key, I guess. But that's just me sitting back going there as a 60-something-year-old adult looking, when do we bring porcupines to the petting zoo?
That does seem an odd choice.
Why can't I pet the porcupine?
I saw my first porcupine in the wild here in Texas a few weeks ago and I was dove on it. And that is not something you ever want to touch.
No, I imagine not. But I mean, even the porcupine, he had like a hammock in his little cage and he had quills coming through that. And I was just wondering, I wonder what happens if he gets, stuck with one of his quills. I wonder how that plays.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about the resident. He's out there and he, in his muddled, demented mind, or maybe somebody's just doing it and telling him he wants to do it, but it's happening under his watch. What has he decided to do about cars?
Well, the Biden administration and the regulatory maniacs that, run it, are nothing if not consistent. They're See if this sounds familiar. They're taking an example of one idiot who drove over 100 miles an hour on city streets and ended up plowing into a minivan, killing a bunch of people and himself.
Right.
And using that as justification to now propose regulating all drivers. There was a crash in Las Vegas a year or two ago where some idiot was on a couple of different drugs, driving 103 miles an hour, ran a red, T-boned a minivan, and lots of people died. That's awful.
Yeah.
Of course. But the response is almost as bad. What the NTSB now wants to do as a result is install speed limiting devices in all new cars, that basically won't allow you to drive over 100 miles an hour anywhere. And I think it will even shut the car down if you speed too often or something like that. you know, and that will, excuse me. That will,
saves one life.
Yeah, if it saves one life, and it will, God, who knows how many thousands that will add to the average cost of new cars, making car ownership more expensive for everyone. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Sensenbaum, who wrote this, you know, couldn't help but draw an obvious parallel. Some idiot does something bad with a gun. One guy in Las Vegas opens fire with a bump stock, and the response, of course, is to outlaw all bump stocks. It's just a symptom of the regulatory overreach that is part of not only the Biden administration, because, of course, the Trump administration is the one that did reacted the way it did, excuse me, to the Las Vegas shooting. Regulators regulate. That's what they do. They want to micromanage every part of our lives everywhere we can. And they think that they can regulate and prohibit their way to some sort of utopian world where everyone is safe, everyone is happy, and nobody breaks any law. And that just will never happen.
Well, see, here's the thing. You cannot regulate idiots. You can't. And anything they do to anything can be overcome. And them wanting to do this with the new cars, it's quite evident that they want to have a kill switch for a car, don't they? They want to be able to turn a car off.
Exactly.
So this is their version of universal background checks for guns. They want to have it to where they can turn cars off.
Right. They want to be able to regulate you no matter what you do, no matter where you go. If you have a freedom, they want to limit it. And there is no freedom that they think is beyond their reach. Whether it's speech, whether it's guns. Obviously, nobody has a right to drive, but they want to be able to tell you what kind of cars you can buy, how fast those cars can go, where you can drive them. And if you don't drive them the way they want, they like you, think that it's smart, they want to be able to shut you down.
Right.
And make no mistake, if they could do that with guns, they would do that as well. They could put a kill switch in guns. They do that in a snap.
They want to have universal background checks because then they'd have to impose a registry, because they've already been told that wouldn't work without a registry. So if they impose that to save lives, then they'd have to have that too to save lives. And of course, it's not going to save any lives because, guns are durable goods. And, like cars, as Cuba has demonstrated. And, eventually, somebody's going to, figure ways out to get around all this stuff. But, is this Pete Buttigieg? Is he the one pushing this one?
I don't know if it's specifically him, but it's the National Transportation Safety Board, which I would assume comes under the Secretary of Transportation.
I would as well.
But yeah, exactly. That's what they want to do. They want to control our lives. They want to micromanage what we do, what we say, what we think, where we go. And the more we allow it, the more it's going to happen.
Well, the problem with that is this. There's too many gun advocates out there that have gotten so used to the things they do and the details that we'll call this out for what it is. We can diagnose it just by looking at it within 5 minutes, can't we?
Yeah, I mean, we've got decades of experience dealing with this. And they're starting to get pushback on this, too. When the NTSB announced this, people started to squawk because people want to be able to buy the cars they want. They like fast cars. People want to be able to do whatever they want in their own car.
Sure. Go where they want, whenever they want, as far as they want. They want to do all that. Anyway. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This is from the truthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan plies his trade 7 days a week, 365 days a year, except when he's low-key on Thanksgiving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And, well, Rust is still in the news. The negligent discharge where Alec Baldwin pointed a gun without checking it at somebody and killed him. What's the latest on this thing?
Well, yeah, this is the story that never ends. The latest is the New York Times just sort of noticing that as a result of the incredible negligence in the set of that movie. The movie industry and the television industry, basically the entertainment industry, have taken a whole range of different approaches to how they handle guns on set. Some still continue to use guns. They use the same, and by guns I mean real operable guns.
Sure.
But they use the same standards and safety procedures and that other productions have used for decades and decades and kept everybody safe and everything went well. As some of the armorers they talked to said, there's no reason why conventional firearms can't be used safely on movie sets, and they do. Other productions have outlawed them. Some on their own, some because they're insurers.
Right.
I think are probably charging them more if they're using real firearms, rather than fakes. And by fakes, some of them are using airsoft guns. Some of them are using blue guns, plastic guns that are right. painted to look real, and then using computer technology to put in the flash and, simulate some sort of, recoil slide movement or something like that as well. So it's kind of all over the board, and it's all, again, because of a half-assed operation that was run out in the middle of New Mexico.
Right.
Where they actually allowed live ammo on the set and were reportedly shooting cans off fence posts,
with the prop.
In between shots.
They got one of the prop. It was a real gun.
I've
spoken with Taron Butler about this because, he's the guy that trains people to be in movies. And he works with the prop masters. And like with John Wick, his handgun, there was always three renditions of each gun that was going to be used. There was one that was going to fire blanks that would only fire blanks.
Mm-hmm.
There was going to be one that was metal, but it was inert. And there was going to be one that was rubber. They all had to look the same. And whenever the prop master always had a master armor on there. So the master armor, when they would be bringing a gun on set, they would announce it. There would be a huddle. They would look at whichever gun it was. They would all sign off and say, this is the dead gun that doesn't actually have any moving parts. They would all,
right.
Clap and head for the line of scrimmage and go shoot the scene. And I guess it all comes down to two things. Like, they were doing that in New Mexico probably because they didn't have to use union labor. Would you agree?
I don't know whether these were union people or not. I don't know whether it was obviously some sort of a small, low-budget shoestring operation
right.
that they were doing. The armorer was, I think she was a first-time armorer. Or this is her first.
She was the daughter of an armorer. Yeah.
Yeah, she was the daughter of an armorer. And this is, I think the first time that she had been the armorer in charge, or whatever they call it, on any kind of production. So there's all kinds of things that converge to make this whole thing go wrong. And I read one thing in the New York Times article that apparently in the gun that Baldwin was holding when he pulled the trigger, there were five fake rounds and one live round. So again, because they had live rounds on the set, sounds like obviously one live round was loaded into that gun, among a bunch of dummy rounds.
Right.
Cause they use dummy rounds that look like real rounds, but of course it's plastic. Now, I guess, when you look at the front of the cylinder of a revolver, you can see the bullets in there. And then, of course, they use blanks, which is just a casing with powder that just goes bang when you pull the trigger. So the movie industry is convening some sort of meeting to try to set procedures and standards for this kind of thing. Whether they can mandate that across different productions, I don't know. Maybe that'll, I don't know if that's going to apply only to unionized Productions. You think that it's an independent operation, can do whatever the hell it wants,
right?
Whatever it wants,
right?
You know, if you're doing a student film or a low budget film somewhere, so I can't imagine they can mandate all that stuff, but some people are just convinced that they need to use real guns. They quote one armor, so using blank fire enhances the story's narrative. It provides realism, gives the actor something to respond to. And he's the guy who was the armor in the latest Martin Scorsese movie, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right.
And this is, if used properly, it's utterly safe. And of course it is. It has been on thousands of productions forever.
Well, you know, after they've done this before. After Brandon Lee died on the set of The Crow, they all sat back and said, "We got to stop doing this. We can't do this anymore." Because Brandon Lee died from a combination of a blank and a dummy round.
Correct. What they didn't have back then, though, was computers.
Right.
You know, they couldn't simulate it. They couldn't do then what they're able to do now. Of course, that adds expense, I'm sure. It's got to be more expensive to do that simulated fire. Especially imagine having to put in, you know, the computer simulate something on like a John Wick movie or a John Woo production where people are shooting guns all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that the expense has got to be significant. So you've got to make cost benefit judgments there.
It's interesting to see them want to take it up when they've taken it up more than once. I mean, this is, I've looked at six or seven times where actors have been shot on set. And, you know, I guess they could go to romantic comedies. Anyway, this article, you can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. And I mean, Dan and his crew, they cover everything within the gun culture, everything that touches it, everything that it impacts, everything that impacts it, good, bad, and indifferent. And it updates on a regular basis. I mean, it's going to update two or three times while he and I are sitting here speaking. So thetruthaboutguns.com, go check this one out. They're out there trying to solve an issue when, you know, attention to detail matters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. The U.S. once again advocating for the extension of humanitarian pauses in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reminding everyone how that conflict began.
They launched these attacks on the 7th of October with two purposes, one to kill, the other to take hostage. And they did that to a fairly well.
He said more than 100 hostages held by Hamas have been released since the temporary ceasefire began last week. A New York appeals court has reimposed a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public statements about the courtroom staff involved in that trial. An arrest warrant's been issued by Dallas police for Buffalo Bills linebacker Von Miller, who's accused of assaulting his pregnant girlfriend in Dallas. The alleged incident occurred yesterday morning during an argument between Miller and the victim. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Epoch Times is the senior correspondent, senior investigative correspondent, that being Nan Su for China, about all matters about China. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was doing a little looking, and I was trying to figure out why Taiwan is so important to China and why at the same time Taiwan is so important to America. And So am I to understand that the government of Taiwan claims to be the true government of China, and for that sort of makes it easier on China to maintain their one China claim? Is that the way that works? I know I'm very clumsy with this, but help me with this.
Okay. I would say this. Right now, most of the people in Taiwan believe their government is basically governed Taiwan as well as several islands around Taiwan. That's what they believe. History was a little different. Taiwan's government's official name is called Republic of China.
Right.
That was actually the very first democracy in Asia. It was established in 1911 after Sun Yat-sen, who led the revolution and throw the Qing dynasty away. So they established the very first democracy in Asia. Now in 1949, they lost the civil war to the Chinese Communist Party, so they went to Taiwan. Now, after they went to Taiwan, they believe they still the only legitimate government of China. But as the time went by, you know, the people in Taiwan, basically, as the time went by, the people in Taiwan basically believe their government just govern Taiwan. So now they call it themselves, a lot of them call themselves Taiwanese. Well, there are still some people living in Taiwan believe that they're supposed to govern the whole China, but not a lot. Not a lot. I would say more than recent survey show more than 70% of people believe their government basically more than 70% of people believe that Taiwan is not belong to People's Republic of China.
So with them wanting to be with them now, the reason they're Republic of China is because they fought a civil war on the landmass, right? And then they pulled back to Taiwan after the ROC lost to the PRC. Is that the way that worked out?
That's right.
But they still, there's never been a truce. There's never been a declaration of a ceasefire or anything else. They just sort of exist there, not doing anything at the moment.
Well, you have to realize that the ROC, meaning the Republic of China, was established in 1911. They had a government before the PRC government, right? They were the government, and actually most of the first generation communist leaders like Chairman Mao, Zhou Enlai, and most of those communist leaders, in the early times they all joined the ROC government, the Republic of China government. And then later they separate out, and then they start a civil war, and they push the ROC government to Taiwan. So Taiwan's government was there first, and then you have the communist government. Now that the people in Taiwan, majority of the people in Taiwan basically believe, they don't believe the People's Republic of China. They just want to be on their own. So that's what the current situation is.
Now, the big thing about this, though, is that Taiwan, once they decided to come there and establish everything, they didn't really have a lot of they didn't have any of their own natural resources, and that's where things turned, because I can't remember the guy's name, but he was an executive with Texas Instruments, and he came back to Taiwan, and that's how all of the semiconductor stuff started. The Taiwanese people, what is the name of that business? TSMC, is that correct? Am I right on that?
TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturer.
Right. They decided to take, and instead of, they don't make them for themselves, they make them for Apple, and they make them for AMD, and all of the other big tech companies. They got them to outsource to them, and that's where the money comes from, right?
Well, Taiwan has a very advanced semiconductor industry. That's no question about. Taiwan manufactured more than 70% of the entire world's advanced semiconductor chips. And then if you include those semiconductor chips that's not very advanced, then actually Taiwan manufactures more than 90% of the entire world's semiconductor chips.
Now, what would China do if they took over Taiwan? Would they allow that business to continue?
We don't know what China will do, but we do know China going after Taiwan not only because they want the semiconductor industry in Taiwan, they want a lot more things. The main goal of China is to control South China Sea. And that's why ever since 2013, China started building these man-made islands in South China Sea. But however, with those small man-made islands, even though all those small man-made islands are fully militarized, but China still don't have a dominant influence of South China Sea. However, you look at the map, South China Sea is like a little corridor running north and south direction, and Taiwan is at the northern end of that corridor. It's like a little door. You will keep the South China Sea corridor open or closed. So if China take over control of Taiwan, they will have dominant control of South China Sea. And once Chinese government have dominant control of South China Sea, they will be able to do several things. Number one is they will be able to choke the economic lifeline of South Korea and Japan.
Right.
Now, that's much bigger than just the semiconductor industry, because Japan is the world's third largest economy and the most important ally of the United States in the region.
Right.
And that's to the north. And to the south, you know, once Chinese government controls South China Sea, then there will be nobody there to stop China from moving further south to make a threat to another very important ally of the United States in the region, that's Australia. And also, Taiwan Strait, you know, every year you have 60% of commercial containers that need to move through Taiwan Strait, and nearly 40% of the entire world's international trade need to go through South China Sea. And also, the Southeast Asian nations all around South China Sea. And right now, the Western corporations and supply chain, after they get out of China because of the escalating the geopolitical risk, most of them move to the Southeast Asian countries that's also around South China Sea. That's what makes South China Sea so important. And that's also the reason that made Taiwan so strategically important for the global peace and stability.
Hang on right there, if you will. Talking to Nan Su, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Nan Su. He is the senior correspondent for affairs pertaining to China at epochtimes.com. We're just talking about the importance of Taiwan and what China might do with it. Nan, does China think that this is the decade in which this is really, if they wait any longer than this decade to take any sort of action against them, they won't be able to do it in the 2030s?
We don't know, but we do know that the Chinese leader Xi Jinping already ordered the Chinese military to be fully ready to annex Taiwan by the year of 2027, and 2027 is the 100-year anniversary of Chinese communist military.
So is that going to be a bad issue?
Well, I think that we better be prepared instead of sorry. U.S. Department recently issued a report named America's Strategic Posture. That report basically said that the United States right now is in actually worse situation than where we were during the Cold War, because during the Cold War, we only need to deal with one nuclear power, but now we have to face two nuclear powers.
Right. So for us, this is really, for us, this is the worst time, and for them, it's the best time.
Well, China's economy is going down. If things keep going that way, you know, 20, 40 years later, maybe China is not as much as a threat as the way it is today. But however, we don't know. China's economy just off the peak. Excuse me. It's just off the peak, and so we it's on its way to going down. So what if the a communist leader decides to do something sooner than later? So we need to be prepared.
Right. I don't think we are. Do you?
No, we don't think. I don't think so, because the report, the Department of Defense report named America's Strategic Posture, that report basically said we're not ready. And the report didn't even say, they didn't even know how much it's going to cost us to make the U.S. military to be at a position that we can call us ready. Well, they say, well, they didn't even go there to even make a budget, because right now our military budget is $800 billion.
Yeah.
And then that $800 billion spending is basically it's to make sure that the U.S. Military is able to win a war while to put another war under control. Now, putting a war under control, meaning what? Meaning what's happening right now in the Middle East, and, you know, the U.S. Navy sent two aircraft carrier battle groups to Middle East. They don't even do anything over there. They just stay there, put the war under control. But however, if, you know, U.S. military need to facing both China and Russia to win both wars, simultaneously, especially right. China and Russia are coordinate, collaborate to each other, then how much is going to cost? The report didn't even give an estimate. So there's a lot of things we need to not just start thinking about. We are already late in the game. We need to do a lot of things to catch up.
Well, I saw how towards the end, might have been 2021 or 2022, towards the end of the year, we had some field exercise where there was a Taiwan scenario, and the United States got blown away in that scenario, lost everything. And all based upon the way they do this congregation before they deploy, and I think China has developed hypersonic ship killers. And they deployed them against them. And China has gone all in on the China Sea part with the Navy, though, haven't they? They have the biggest Navy on the planet right now, don't they?
That's it. So that's why now it's, you know, we need to truly thinking, you know, what we need to do to catch up, to defend the peace, to defend the freedom, to defend the American lifestyle.
That's going to be interesting. I mean, I bought a car in 2021. I bought a pickup truck in 2021 during the height of the semiconductor shortage. And it was crazy because I wanted a pickup truck, and one dealership got five in, and that day they sold all five. And that was when nobody was getting new cars, so they were able to, you know, they got these trucks in, and they sold them all five that day. And for a while, my truck was worth more after I bought it than I paid for it, which I probably should have sold it, but I did not. So a world where we would be denied semiconductors, is that something that we could come back from, or have we just outsourced? The technology to actually make those things is probably, I've heard it described as the most impressive thing technologically we've ever done. That being humans.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Our supply chain issue, even our supplying chain about the daily medicine that we are using, ibuprofen. I mean, China actually manufactures more than 90% of the ibuprofen in the whole world. Now, it's easier for people to think, oh, you know, we just don't buy things made in China. Well, it's easier if you don't buy jeans, you know, or t-shirts or shoes from China. But what if your kids are sick and, you know, they need ibuprofen?
Right.
Are you going to go to the drugstore and look at where those medicines are made, or you're going to just, you know, rush in and buy it, right?
That's funny. But the way you put that was funny, but it's true. I mean, it rings true. That's going to be the issue. And I don't know how long it would take us to ramp that back up. We're not like we used to be during after World War II.
So that's why we basically need to make ourselves ready.
So when you say make ourselves ready, should we start rebuilding manufacturing processes and get ready to take all this stuff over on our own?
Yeah, manufacture stuff, you know, made in USA, that's the best thing that can help us. Also, congressional leaders need to make a reassessment of our military strengths. You know, there's no strengths, there's no peace.
Right.
So we need to make sure American men and women, they're fighting all around the world, for freedom, and they need to be best equipped and fully ready, and then we want to protect them because they, you know, we don't want, you know, our American men and women who are fighting for freedom all around the world, you know, we don't want to put them in a very bad situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, those things all need to be strategically, thoughtfully, fully assessed. Then we know, you know, now we don't even know if how much behind we are.
That's the bad part. That's the bad part. I know that I was looking at some stuff where they're fielding a new weapon and everything. I find it interesting the way they put their weapons generations out there because everything, like right now, everything in China is about to become a something series 20. Whether it's their primary jet fighter or the battle rifle that the soldiers are carrying, it's always going to be designated something 20. But that's a conversation to have for another day. Is this imminent, do you think? I mean, are we looking at a four-year timeline and then something's going to happen with China? Is that definitely going to be a thing?
Well, that U.S. Air Force General Mike Minihan actually predicted that the earliest time the direct military conflict between the United States and China could come as early as 2025.
I saw that. I did see that. Listen, Non, thank you very much for joining me today. Well, I'll be talking to Non again on Friday on the Straight Talks show. So I look forward to that. And as always, it's okay. A pleasure having you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is coming up next. Find Non Su at Apoc Times.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see. Do I have a friend?
One second.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.